It was tough. It wasn't what I expected, to be honest. I thought it was going to be a lot easier, but it was once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for me, and I thoroughly enjoyed it in the end.
What was so hard about it?
I think the altitude sickness and the sort of change in temperature from in minus 5 to minus 10 on a night, and then between 20 and 30 degrees during the day. I mean, there's that many different factors, but I'd say the altitude was the hardest thing. I mean, the headaches, the lack of oxygen, it was tough all around, really.
And in terms of going out and doing that, how does that compare to what you have to do in pre-season training? Is it harder mentally, possibly?
I don't think there's any comparison, really. I think it's a total different sort of exercise, and I mean, the camaraderie between the lads is probably the same when you're struggling. I went with a fantastic bunch of people, and obviously when me and Mark were struggling with the sickness, and the lads rallied round and we got together, and to be fair, everybody stuck together and we got through it. We all made it to Machu Picchu, and it was a sight to behold at the end, really.
What was it like when you took those final few strides to the top?
I mean, it was emotional. It's hard to describe. I mean, I've looked back at the pictures and spoke to family and friends, and unless you're there and you witness it, it doesn't do it justice, really. So the fifth day, the final day, when we walked through the walls to look over Machu Picchu was something that I probably never experienced again in my life.
Would you do anything like this again?
I don't think at altitude. I think I actually push myself to the maximum. I was between 60 and 70% oxygen in my blood, and the doctor was quite concerned when we were getting to 4,600 metres. He was asking me to get on a horse. But I mean, I dug in, and Paul Mayfield at the back with me helped me no end, and I'm glad that I stuck at it and got to the top, really.
Oh, you would never live that down if Paul Mayfield made it and you didn't.
I'll tell you, Paul was a surprise package. He was as lively as anybody, as bubbly. He was a live wire, and he stuck at it, and he helped everybody through it. So yeah, it was good to have him there, and like everybody else. I mean, to be fair, it was a hard trek, and like I said before, we all stuck together, and we waited for the people that were at the back, and we all, like I said, got to Machu Picchu together.
And what about now? Is there almost a bit of a feeling of coming down after all of that?
Yeah, I mean, got home, and it took us a couple of days to obviously get over the jet lag, and I think we've travelled 27 hours on different flights from London to Madrid, Madrid to Lima, then Lima to Cusco, and it's been tough. I mean, like I said, it's apart from the 10 people that went and experienced it, I think you struggle to understand what you went through, the highs and lows of seeing different things. It's emotionally draining, and back now and getting used to being at sea level and having lots of oxygen, which is a good thing, really.
What about getting ready for pre-season? It's not far now. It's not long, is it, till you're going to be back there on the training field at Cantley Park? How are you feeling about it?
Yeah, I mean, I got back on Wednesday night, late Wednesday night, so I had Thursday to recover, and then I was in Friday with Ross and Willow and Jimmy and a few other of the lads, just seeing where we're at physically with weights and body fats and nutrition, see what we need to get into us, and then we did a little bit of running and a little bit of gym work. So, yeah, I felt good, and I can't wait to get back into the throw of everything, and looking forward to next season, really.